looking out at the devastation. I'm still here.
I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. He is over all, above all. In Him we live, we move, we have our being. We are His and He is ours, and nothing in this world can pull us out of His hand. No height, no depth. No angel, no principality, no spiritual wickedness in high places. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that we have in Christ Jesus. And that is the promise that's there for us. Now, the one thing that God and the enemy of your soul both respect is your free will and your decision and your choice. So you, of your free will, can choose to leave Him. You can choose to go your own way, to do your own thing, or you can choose to follow Him and remain in the vine. Let His words remain in you, and you bear much fruit. If you remain in Him and His words remain in you, and you are engrafted into that vine which the life flows from, that is a whole different reality and experience in your time on earth as compared to the way the worlders live, which is detached from the truth, detached from the vine, and they wither and die. You know, it's interesting because actually, today being just a day where, you know, it's my birthday, so it's early morning hours. God got me up. And my gosh, it was just an amazing time this morning, just in the Spirit and just talking to Him about so many different things. And, you know, the thing is just, I am so encouraged with what He's doing and how He's doing it with His people. And I know sometimes, you know, sometimes things can be a little bit overwhelming in the world because we're surrounded by these external circumstances, but you gotta know that your life and all that happens with you while you're on earth is not determined by your external circumstances. It is determined by the Word of God. It is determined by what God has spoken over you. So there's a few things that we can do to work with God and to work in concert with Him rather than Him doing His thing in spite of us, like He did with Pharaoh and with so many others, is that there's so many others around the world that God will work in spite of them, not in concert with them. Then there's a big difference, and you want to be working with God. You want to be working in step with Him. You want to be flowing with Him. So John chapter 15 verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. And as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do no thing. You can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love you, love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they have not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Amen. So much in this chapter, and so much in the Word and that truth that we live by while we walk in our time on the earth. Remain in the Father, and His words remain in you. Now, here's the thing. The world and the system of the world has always looked to twist the truth, to take that foundation of what is true, and to twist it for its own means, its own ends, its own ulterior motives, its own ambitions. And for the child of God, we know that that's part of the game. That my people perish for lack of knowledge. So this knowledge that we know, it's been a progression of it being revealed to us. Initially, here's the thing. Initially, you just knew something wasn't right in your spirit when you were being gamed by the world. Something just inside of you, you know, there's just like a visceral reaction against a lot of the things that are in the world when maybe you hear somebody preach, but it's a falsehood. And you're just like, I don't know what it is, but something just doesn't feel right in my spirit about this. Or, you know, there's just that element. But as time goes on and also knowledge is added and truth is added and wisdom and understanding is added because God is doing that. God grants wisdom and understanding and truth to his people. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. So you can ask God for wisdom and he'll give it to you. You can ask God for understanding and he will give you an understanding heart. You can ask him for good gifts, and your Father, who gives good gifts and loves to give good gifts, will give good gifts to you. And one of them is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And what that does is that complements the work of the Spirit that's within you, that has always been quickening you for things that are that helps you understand, my sheep know my voice. It helps you to understand what is from the voice of God and what is from the world to try to trick and to snare and to enslave you. Now, the system of the world, when it comes to the religion of the world, has totally been a slave system. And it has worked so hard to try to enslave people. So when Jesus says something like, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Okay, and so what they'll do is they'll say, okay, so you got to keep the commandments. And then they'll say, so that basically means that you need to do what we tell you. However, their interpretation is of the commandments, and that's what you need to do. And if you're not doing that, they're going to be watching you, and they're going to let you know, and now they're going to tell you you're going to hell, and all that kind of stuff. You know, you've been there. You know that, right? Okay, good. Well, all right. Well, what did Jesus say? My sheep know my voice. What did he say? He said that you need that no man should teach you, but the Holy Spirit will teach you when he comes upon you. Well, how about that for a commandment? How about that for one? That you're going to have the Holy Spirit come upon you, and He's telling you, I want you to learn and be led by my Holy Spirit, and primarily. Now, here's the place that man has in this whole thing. Here's the place that the servants of God have in this whole thing. What we do when we speak and when God speaks through us is it resonates within you what God is putting already in your heart. So he'll already be speaking to you, and he'll already be working with you, and he'll already be revealing things to your spirit. And then you hear that word spoken, and it's just like, yeah, that's it. That's true. That's right. That reinforces that which God is already doing in me and you. So now you have this thing that's there, and you're like, okay. Yes, this is answering questions and things that you're part of your spiritual pursuit and your walk. But it is not for some man to dictate to you and to tell you who you are while you're here in this life and what you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be about. That, my friends, my brothers, my sisters, is the curse of the law in the first place, is that you needed a man to get to God. You needed somebody to stand between you and God to tell you what God said. And is the very thing that Christ Jesus redeemed us from. And is the very thing that the world system has tried to institute again and again and again. And their PR operation is just always in full force to try to keep people from ever walking out the truth, from ever listening to the voice of God for themselves, from ever being free. The world is so afraid of somebody being free and walking things out with Christ. And you know what? I can understand that. I can understand why they would be afraid of that. Because here, when Jesus said too that they hated him without a cause, if they verse 19, if I were of the world, the world would love, and if ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, and I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. So the world hates you. Okay. Because God chose you. For that reason they hate you. Because why? Because you're exiting. You're exiting the system. Jesus is the exit, so you're able to get off the ride, and you don't need them, and you don't need the collective, and you don't need their resources, and you don't need their connections, and you don't need any of it. Now, you want to help them. You want to bless them, because God's put so much in you to bless them, to help them, to create and to do amazing, wonderful things in this life. But if they choose to ignore it, then they choose to do that to their own peril. They choose to do that to their own destruction. Listen, Joseph was in the dungeon of Pharaoh with the answer for the nation. Now, they could have just turned around and said, oh, okay, well, you know, we don't like this guy. And Pharaoh, though, fortunately enough, had enough understanding to know when God was speaking through somebody, even if he didn't worship that God, he recognized that this guy had a solution, and that God was speaking through him. So for Pharaoh, what he did was he put him, made him the number two in the land, but what was the byproduct of that? 7 years they collected the grain and they made the preparations, and then 7 years of famine came. And after 2 years of famine, it was so bad people ran out of all their food. They had no stores left. Everybody would have died. 5 years of just no food. Do you think people would have survived that? And the famine was so great that it spread throughout the known world at the time. That's why the children of Israel migrated to Egypt. 80 of them when they first came over. But and God is in all of this. There's so many things that are going on. But here's the thing. If that Pharaoh would have had a hard heart and not had the wisdom of God to know that, hey, this solution is right here. If he would have turned away from that, he would have basically been sealing his own death warrant and that of his people and his nation. And they would have died when they could have lived. And God wanted them to live. So, you know, the thing is, God wants his creation to survive and to thrive and to do well. But also at the same time, too, if they destroy the very thing that would help them, if they destroy the very answer that's there for them, then they do that to themselves. They destroy themselves. And even when Jesus was praying on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." They don't realize the very thing that, because Satan has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, so they can't see the light of truth. They don't realize they're destroying themselves when they do these things. They're destroying themselves. They're cutting off they're cutting their own lifeline. So when they destroy themselves, here's the thing. You, brothers and sisters, this is why, too, we don't hold a grudge in our hearts. We don't hold something against people. Because, and the Spirit of God will do that work in us so that we can forgive and release and let go. Because here's the thing, we're exiting. We're on the way out. This is my last go-around here, by the way. You know, so whatever truth that God has for me to say and speak, whatever actions that he has for me to take on the earth, whatever things that the Spirit of God would have to flow through me while I'm here, this is it. This is the window for it. After this, you know, you guys aren't going to see me again in this reality. And in whatever other paradigm that happens off of this, that is where Jesus is not, I'm going to be in the place where Jesus is. So, and wherever it is that he's carrying on and doing stuff. So that's my next destination. So this is the one window of time in this paradigm where this chance is there. So I'm just going to, as much as possible, go forward with what God is doing. And to the degree to which the world receives it, is the degree to which they receive the blessing that God would put in me for that, for them and for others. Just even as God said, you know, through Abraham, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. I mean, that's a true word. And it's just like, you know, for that blessing has been flowing. And God puts blessings in you, brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, if the world rejects them, that's to their own hurt. That's to their own destruction. But to us, we just follow the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. And remember the words of Christ, verse 20. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will also keep yours. They will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. Why do they have no cloak? Well, because he's light. He's truth. You know, what's the reason that they didn't want, in Exodus 20, when God was speaking from the mountain to the entire nation of Israel, what did they say to Moses? Moses, you go over there and you talk to God, and then you come back and tell us what he said, because we can't take it. We can't deal with it. Why? Because if when God was speaking to them, what are they going to do? Are they going to turn around and say, well, God didn't say that? They were there. You heard it. You heard the word for yourself. So even with Jesus, same thing. Here it is. They can try to make up all these interpretations. They can try to make up all this stuff. But when you've got Jesus right there in front of you, and he's giving you the word, and he's giving you the truth, and you reject that, now you know you've rejected this to your own hurt, to your own destruction. So there is no cloak. There is nowhere to hide when the light comes in. And this wave of light that is continuing to build and continuing to grow, and that we are riding, that we are now on, that this wave of light, it's as it continues to move forward, there is no cloak. There is nowhere to hide as the light continues to grow. Verse 23, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. But if I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that it is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Brothers and sisters, we bear witness of the truth. We bear witness of the fact that Christ Jesus has done and completed, and his work is finished, and we are now continuing in that which he has for us to do in the foundation that was laid in him. So his work was finished, and that cornerstone is set. And that which we do is built upon that bedrock truth, that hard promise. When God says something, you know, it is sure, it's a sure word, it's done. And nothing in creation can stop the work and the will and that which God chooses to do. So that's what's amazing for us, is that, see, the world is built on shifting sands, on shaky ground. There's nothing that the world has that works for them. So the issue that the world will continue to have is, for them, it's just one day it's one thing, and the next day it's the next, and they don't have any foundation. And how can you have a foundation when it's not built on truth? How can you have a foundation when it's not built on that which is real? Listen, why is it that all these global intelligence agencies that are out there, why is it that they always are, even while they're spinning lies, they always want to know the truth? Because they need to know what the truth is. They need to know the actual facts. They need to know what's actually real so they can make their decision. And even if their decision involves creating lies and deception, they still need to know what the truth is. So their whole pursuit is to know the real facts, right? To know what's really there. Who did what, where, why? You know, what's the information that they need? So they're trying to get the truth. They're trying to gather the information. Well, you know, why don't you go all the way and find and come to the real truth? Who is Christ Jesus? Because listen, when you have him, then you have everything. When you're in the light, all things are made known. And it's so funny for me, because I feel like sometimes where I understand where there's the scriptures, like the king of Syria, who is so angry because every time he turned around, he was finding that, you know, the different plans and the different attack plans that he had were being thwarted, and somebody had to tell him. And they said, "Listen, O King, there's a prophet. There's a man, you know, God over there, that whatever you're whispering in your bedchamber, he's telling to the other king." And you know, the thing is how does that work? Well, the way that works is, when you walk with Christ, God will let you know whatever you need to know whenever you need to know it. And if you're walking in the flow of the Spirit, he makes things known to you. So it's amazing, because you can go into a situation and God will speak. God will show you. God will quicken you. He will bring things into the light. And when they're there, you know more. Listen, brothers and sisters, you know more than all the intelligence communities in the world combined. You have more wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and revelation of what's really going on the earth than they ever will. And it's so funny, because you will have more and understand. And so you can walk with God in that confidence, because all things are made known unto you. In the Spirit of God, nothing is hidden. Tell me one thing that's hidden from God. Nothing. So, if there's something that needs to be made known, who can let you know? Him, obviously. So, and there's a lot of things too that, you know what, maybe it doesn't need to be something in your consciousness right now. In which case, carry on. Carry on with what God's got for you to do right now, because there's so much. And each and every one of us has an assignment, has a role, has things that God has for us. There's an abundant life that we were meant to live while we were on the earth. And as we continue to walk with God, we're beginning to understand more and more what he does, how he does it, and why he leads and guides us in a particular way. I am excited for each and every one of you guys out there. I'm excited for what God is doing in my own life. I'm excited because I see his hand continuing at work, and he is faithful. And listen, if you've been disappointed by some things, if you've had some heartbreak over some stuff, whatever it may be, keep going back to Him. Keep bringing the Word back. Keep trusting Him. Keep having faith. Keep knowing that He that began that good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. And God is going to fulfill every single one of His promises. Brothers and sisters, you are... Listen. Give up your own agenda and get onto God's page. Trust Him. Seek His face. Your fulfillment is there. Your peace is there. The adventure is there. I know the times where I've sort of been, you know, in the gray area of life and sort of been off the path a bit. And I know the times when I've really just like, okay, this is it. And you're walking strong and you're just moving with Him. And you know, yeah, you don't got all the answers, but you know the one that you're following. And you're just, my gosh, that's the exciting way to live. That's the way you want to live. That's the way where when you are walking with Him and you're hearing His voice and you're not following another and you're just in step, it's just exciting. So, listen, we are living in an amazing time. Pray. When you pray, things change. You know, when you pray, things change. You know, one thing that we kind of put this word out in the back channels, but just even about things that are going on in the world and in the political world and in the economic world. You know, we've been starting, God's been just quickening us to pray. And even as we do that, we're just seeing things happen. So, you know, somebody like, a George Soros, who's an evil human agent of the enemy, you can, in Jesus' name, and we do pray right now, in Jesus' name, we bind that man's ability to influence, to cause loss of life, to meddle in other affairs and foreign affairs. We expose him to the light. We expose him to the truth. We neutralize his ability. We cut off his influences and his resource bases, and we just neutralize him at this point in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we come against anyone that would seek to steal and to kill and to destroy and to do the work of the thief. Because, Father, this is not that time. The transition is happening. The transition is moving forward right now, Lord. Even as this wave of light continues to build and continues to grow and continues to fill the whole earth, Lord God, is ultimately the things that's coming up with all this stuff. And, Lord, I just pray, Father, that those that have been doing these things that are counter to your kingdom and your truth and your intention and the work of your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, Lord, we cut those things off right now. Father, we pray, Lord, for the nation of America. Lord, we pray for this land, Lord God. We pray, Father, that this nation, that it would be just on a track with you. And Lord, that you would raise up the people, wake them up. But Lord, be merciful on this nation too, Father. We do pray for that, Lord, because we know that you can wake people up here, and it doesn't have to be through crazy calamities and all kinds of things that the world would want to do and to inflict pain and hardship and turmoil and all that rest of that. Lord, you can just wake people up just like that. You can just open their eyes and they can just start walking with you. So Lord, we just pray, Father, that you'd be merciful to this nation and that you would wake people up here. And Lord, we pray all over the world, Lord, that you would wake people up to you. Father, in Jesus' name right now, Lord, we just pray. Father, we pray for each and every person listening this day, Lord. We pray a blessing upon their lives. We pray, Father God, that you would strengthen each and every one of them in their health, in their minds, in their bodies, in their souls. Let their relationships and their families come into a peaceful place in the days ahead. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you would just bring, Lord God, a unity among your body and among your followers and those that know you. Lord, let there be a unity and a resolve and a peace and an understanding. I pray that each and every person under the sound of my voice right now, Lord, I pray that you would bring them, each and every one of them, into the position that you've destined for them to be, so that they can do the work that you have for them to do while they're on the earth. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would protect them, Lord, on all sides, in Jesus' name. Father, protect them on all sides, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, protect them, watch over them, Lord God, strengthen them, raise them up in truth and in the knowledge of you. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth, the one that is the author and the finisher of our faith and the one that we follow. Lord, I just pray, Lord God, just strength, confidence, boldness, truth, understanding, and the knowledge of you in each and every day. And Lord, I pray, Father, that at this time, even as we're transitioning, Lord, I pray, Father, that, Lord, even as Pharaoh, there's two Pharaohs, Lord God. One, Lord God, recognized the time and recognized the seriousness of the issue and was a facilitator for the work that Joseph needed to do. And the other one hardened his heart when Moses came and said, "Let my people go." And to the end of the destruction of his own nation was the result of that, even to the point of losing his firstborn child and his strength. Father, I just pray, Lord God, this day. I pray, Father, that you, Lord, it says in the scriptures that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it whichever way he wants to. And Lord, I pray especially for the rulers, Lord God, and those that have been put in place around the world. Father, I pray that you would turn their hearts, Lord God, to the ones that would bless and help and assist Joseph to do the work that's necessary in this time. Because there's much that needs to be done, Lord God, for all that's about to come on the earth. And Lord, I just pray, Father, that you would turn the hearts that way. And Lord, rather than watching just the world be destroyed in their own foolishness and their own folly. Because it's unnecessary, Lord. You are the answer. You are the truth. You are the way. You are the life. And everything necessary is in you. And Lord, you, even as Lord, with Jonah, Lord God, you explained to Jonah afterwards that you don't get pleasure in destroying Nineveh. You wanted to see them repent and turn and be right. So Lord, we understand, Father, that your desire is to seek and to save that which is lost. So Lord, we pray that that heart would be strong within us as well, Lord, and that desire would be strong within us. At the same time, Father, we know that people make decision and choice. So Lord, your love and your judgment are both there moving forward in this time as well. So we just pray, Lord, that we would stay in step with you. Lord, I bless my brothers and sisters in Christ right now. I bless them in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, encourage each and every one of our hearts. We trust you. We love you. We go on in Jesus' name. Amen.